Joe, good morning.
Thank you very much.
Joe?
Hello?
Joe?
Do you have your boarding pass?
Actually, no. I just checked in the rental car, and I'll be heading to get the boarding pass next.
All right. Hopefully, you're in the A group.
Well, that's the way it goes.
Hey, Joe, last night, Vanderbilt cut the lead from 16, and they had it down to 7 with under a minute to play. And I thought, boy, a three-pointer here, and this thing really gets interesting. But Ogilvy took the three. It didn't go, and then it kind of went off the rails after that.
Yeah, you know, they dug the big hole early. It was another one of those first 5 minutes of the game without a basket, fall behind something like 10-2, and then you're playing catch-up the whole night. And I kind of felt like you. There were a couple of times in that second half in the last, 7-8 minutes when they got it down to 6, and I felt like, okay, here's the point now where if you make one more basket, you really sort of put the pressure on Alabama. And Alabama has been a team this year that has let some leads get away, and so you know that would have come back up. But, Vanderbilt could never make that next basket, and give Alabama a lot of credit. They played hard. They played good, solid defense. They crashed the boards and deserved to win. They played a better basketball game. And so it's a very disappointing time to come down and play one and then go back home. But it was one of those situations that we've talked about all year, and whether it's fair or not, if Beal and Ogilvy play well, this team usually plays really well. If they struggle, they have a tough time winning. And last night, I guess those two were a combined 4-for-18. And, A.J. did not make his first field goal until the last few minutes of the game. So if that's the case, they're going to have a tough time. I thought Jeff Taylor played really hard and played well. I thought Brad Tinsley stepped up and tried to make some shots. I thought George Drake, being an Alabama guy who didn't get to play against them in the first game, really came off the bench and tried to give them a spark, but it just wasn't enough. They couldn't stop G and Torrance, who just kept getting to the free throw line. And so give Alabama credit. They'll be a tough matchup. They're playing pretty well right now.
Joe, I always say if you can't use your whole bottle of shampoo in your hotel room for a basketball trip, then it's not a very good trip. And
yeah, I left 3/4 of one in there. I'm sorry.
I always bring my own.
Well, whatever the case, last night, we sort of foreshadowed it. They needed A.J. Ogilvy and Jermaine Beal to play well. They were collectively 4-for-22, just offensively, not in tune last night. And, for Vanderbilt, that's usually not a good sign.
Yeah, no question. A.J. didn't really get any touches early on. As a matter of fact, I think in the first half he was something like 0-for-2, from the field. And part of that may have been A.J. not, being able to get open. Part of it was the team not doing a really good job of working to get him the basketball. And a big part of it was Alabama's defense. They really denied the entry pass. And I thought when Vanderbilt came out on the first possession of the second half, and they ran a play, and they ran from a different angle. They got the ball right into A.J. He put up a shot and got fouled. I thought, okay, well, there's the adjustment. They have found a way to start, working it into him, but it just never materialized. So
Bama's zone really bothered them last night,
yes,
it seemed
it
like.
Yes, it did. They never got in sync against that zone, and Alabama really extended that 2-3 out on the perimeter, made it tough to get a lot of good looks. Although early on, I think that was the big disappointment. I think Kevin would tell you they got a lot of really good open looks in the first half, shots they would like to have that just didn't go in. In the second half, Alabama clamped it down a little bit. The other thing that I think really has to bother you is Alabama penetrated Vanderbilt's defense all night long, whether they played man or zone. And I don't know how many dunks Alabama had. It had to be somewhere in the neighborhood.
Boy, they got to the rim a lot.
Oh, it was amazing. And, there was one stretch in the early part of the second half where Alabama scored 4 straight baskets on dunks. And they were all based on a guard penetrating to the lane and then dishing down low. And so that was what broke things down, was the defense could never really stop Alabama.
And Joe, as we finish up our conversation here, I guess now this team awaits to see if they'll be in the NIT and when and where the next game will be.
Yeah, and go home and wait. And, I guess everybody speculates. You think 19 wins and 8-8 in the conference would be good enough. But this is kind of a strange year, and I would say Vanderbilt's probably a bubble team for the NIT. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. I think one win down here would have probably solidified it. But now they'll go home and see if it's the NIT. There are a couple of other tournaments out there now floating around in postseason, so those might be opportunities as well. But who knows? We'll find out Sunday night, I guess. I'm trying to get back. I got baseball to do tonight. So, that Ole Miss series begins tonight. So hopefully the weather will cooperate.
It's not going
to
be as warm. not going to be as warm when you get off the plane up here. I can tell you that.
Oh, that's not good. I'm in short sleeves at the moment.
You better find your jacket.
I have to run through the terminal, I guess.
Hey, Joe, we'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Okay, guys, thanks.